A vast majority of Nevada's cannabis dispensaries are concentrated in either Clark or Washoe counties. There's also a handful in Fallon and Carson City, as well as a few others on tribal land. But cannabis retailers have yet to open a shop in most of rural Nevada. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports.
It's a windy afternoon in West Wendover, Nevada, and Mayor Daniel Corona is standing in the middle of the town's industrial park. There's not much here. A couple small businesses take up a few lots. But soon, it could also be the home to the area's first marijuana dispensary.
There's not a lot of development so far, so a lot of this land is still ripe for the taking.
West Wendover's not big. Roughly 4,400 people live in the town straddling the Nevada-Utah state line. On the edge of the Bonneville Salt Flats, the nearest cities are Elko to the west and Salt Lake City an hour and a half to the east. And it's that proximity that Corona is hoping to cash in on.
We'll be the lone city in Elko County that will be allowing a medical dispensary. So we have a ton of interest from people in Elko, as far away as even Battle Mountain. I've heard people in even Winnemucca saying they'd plan on driving out here if we got a dispensary, even though Sparks is a little bit closer, I think, for them.
Pawn is quickly becoming cemented as big business in Nevada. According to the State Department of Taxation, retailers have brought in more than $263 million in revenue since last July, exceeding expectations. Of that, the state gets a 10% cut of the retail sales and 15% of the wholesale market. Cities get a flat 3%. And while that may not sound like a lot, for some rural communities like West Wendover, it could be a windfall.
If we have a dispensary here, not only gives us a little bit more money to maybe hire some more officers or do some prevention programs at the school to teach children about the dangers of these hard drugs like opioids, but it also takes away some of the power from the drug dealers.
We don't know that there's going to be enough benefit in revenues to counter the social impact.
That was Elko Mayor Chris Johnson. Earlier this year, leaders in both the city and county of Elko took steps to ban cannabis sales within city limits or the unincorporated county. Johnson says the sudden societal acceptance of cannabis has had an impact on teens in the area using pot.
Call it coincidence. I mean, I won't make the argument, but call it coincidence. Since the legalization of marijuana, the amount of possession and the issues that are happening in the school has risen dramatically.
And it's not just recreational sales that are banned in Elko. Due to a moratorium on licensing, there's essentially a de facto prohibition on medical as well. That's left some patients in the lurch, forcing them to drive several hours to the nearest dispensary. Those patients include Joe Reed, who suffers from osteoarthritis. She regularly drives nearly 5 hours one way to Reno to buy pot.
I have to go at least every 2 months to resupply. And there is definitely concern because it is still kind of illegal. I don't speed or anything, but on the off chance I got stopped for whatever police might stop me for, well, if it's in my car, you know, and it's always a worry.
For Reed, a dispensary in West Wendover would be a lot closer, only an hour and a half away. But for some West Wendover residents like Rose Lindell, the dispensary may exacerbate other problems facing the town.
We have a drug problem here already, and it's a gateway drug to other drugs. Because we're on the highway, a lot of people stop and bring drugs here.
The dispensary in West Wendover isn't a done deal. In recent weeks, the mayor and city council have gone back and forth. Either way, pot sales in rural Nevada aren't likely going to make a huge difference on the state's bottom line. But for local governments, that may be a different story. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.